With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. It's the height of the holiday season, and kitchens may be filling up with many different baked goods. I spoke with Marisa Bunning and Elisa Shackleton of Colorado State University, who focus on food science and nutrition. They say you may need to change some things about your holiday recipes because of the high altitude. Here's Marisa.
We have what we call a lighter blanket of air. The atmospheric pressure is different once you get above a certain amount above sea level. And Colorado is known as the state that has the highest mean elevation. The mean elevation is about 5,000 feet, but the entire state is above 3,000 feet. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Elisa, because with living in Leadville part of the year, she's very familiar with this issue.
Yeah, so Marisa alluded to the decreased atmospheric pressure. And what happens then is there's less air sort of bearing down on the ingredients. And so when you see quick breads and cakes and things, they will rise really fast, but then they fall because they haven't set up yet. And then cookies will typically spread out and get really like spread out and flat. And then yeast doughs, a lot of those will rise too fast, and then the bread is kind of dense. So those are the kind of results that you'll see because of that decreased atmospheric pressure.
So then how does different distance above sea level affect baking? Because here in the valley, people can easily go between 5,000 and 8,000 feet. So Marisa, how does that change the way we should bake?
The actual elevation does make a difference. For instance, we're about 5,000 feet here. And for some recipes, we may not need to make an adjustment at all. But if I took that same recipe to Aspen and tried to make it, it would be different. So it depends a little bit mm-hmm. on whether you're talking about bread, cookies, pies, and what those ingredients are. But usually we definitely see elevation differences here at 5,000 feet. And so we generally recommend that bakers make adjustments above 5,000, but it will depend on what the recipe is and exactly what their elevation is.
Okay, so Elisa, what about sugar cookies that people usually decorate around the holidays?
There's a couple adjustments that I automatically make when I'm doing any baking, and especially for cookies. One of them is to decrease your baking powder or baking soda, and they recommend about an eighth to a quarter teaspoon for every teaspoon that the recipe calls for. And sometimes that is all you have to do, is just decrease that leavening a little bit, and your cookies will come out beautifully. And then also, sometimes we talked about the dryness, the decrease in moisture. Some people have recommended that if the recipe calls for a large egg, use an extra large egg instead, because it's adding just a little bit more moisture, and it's adding a little bit more protein to give the dough some more strength. So sometimes just change the size of your eggs. Also with cookies, because the sugar, as it heats up, it tends to become liquefied, kind of, right, and it spreads. So sometimes we recommend decreasing sugar, and they'll say about like 1 to 2 tablespoons per cup in the recipe. So decreasing the sugar can also be helpful.
So it seems like a guessing game, but shouldn't you measure perfectly for baking?
You're kind of the scientist in the kitchen when you're doing this baking. In the U.S., we have volume measurements. We say, 1 cup of flour. And a lot of European measurements are more in measurements. They would tell you to use, 400 grams of something. But because we all measure differently, sometimes the way we measure the ingredients in a recipe, that can also be our problem. And so flour tends to be one of those that we find a lot of variation. Some people really pack it in and don't level it off. And most recipes, if you look at baking, they will say something like 1 cup of sifted flour. So they are implying that they want a very light and fluffy measurement of flour. Because remember, people used to sift flour out of the bag, then they would spoon it into the measuring cup. So how you measure is really important, and we do recommend that you spoon flour into your measuring cup gently and then level it off with a knife, a flat edge of a knife. And so this whole like scooping it into your bag and then, just kind of eyeing it, that can end up with a lot more flour than the recipe was actually designed to have.
So we talked a lot about flour. Is that one of the main things to change in terms of baking in high altitude?
I think it does have a lot. Probably, it's funny because I think the first one is leavening. So I think the leavening ingredient, if you work with that, you could probably almost get away with any flour. But you wouldn't get the quality of product if you work with leavening and really dial in your flour. So if I was going to tell one person to do absolutely just one thing different, it would be to change your leavening amounts in your recipes, because that will give you good results.
That was Elisa Shackleton from Colorado State University talking about how to bake your holiday treats more successfully in the high altitudes of the valley.